Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. Yo, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and it is not my normal publishing day, so I don't know if you're seeing this and you're like, wait, what? It's not Wednesday, or wait, is it Wednesday? No, it's not Wednesday. Actually, this is coming out on a Friday because it's a very special announcement that I wanted to make to you. I know a large percentage of the listeners, even those who have been following me for years now, have not yet heard Ask Pat 2.0. You might have heard me talk about Ask Pat. Ask Pat was a show that started a number of years back in 2014, and I answered an individual voicemail question from an audience member up until episode 1,000, which just was last year in November. We hit 1,000 episodes. We paused for a bit because, you know, I was like, you know, I've answered 1,000 questions. It was great. Short form episodes. But, you know, a lot of the questions that are coming in now are kind of similar. And more importantly, I just wish I could have real conversations with those people so I could help them even further. And that's exactly what Ask Pat 2.0 is. So if you stick around, and I promise you this is worth your time, if you stick around, you're going to hear Ask Pat 2.0, a sample episode, episode 1003, actually, with a woman named Jackie. And we're talking about, well, what one thing should I focus on? Because this is a problem that most entrepreneurs face. Squirrel syndrome, having too many things on their plate and getting nothing done. That's exactly what we break down in Jackie's situation on a live coaching call, or not live because it was pre-recorded, but we're talking with each other back and forth. And I'm going through the coaching process, and you're going to hear me and Jackie discuss this and break things down and build things back up again. And I wanted to share this with you because these are what the episodes after episode 1000 of Ask Pat are like. And I want to encourage you to subscribe to that show because, I mean, I wanted to test it out to the Ask Pat subscribers here at the beginning of the year to see what they thought. And they're raving about it. And I cannot wait to share it with those of you who have yet to hear it. And so we're just going to jump in right now. This is Ask Pat 2.0, episode 1003, a little bonus episode for you SPI subscribers and those of you catching this episode today. And I encourage you to go over to Ask Pat and listen to that. So if you subscribe to Ask Pat, you're going to hear more episodes just like this one. And you can also get coached yourself by me. If you go to askpat.com, you can just fill out the application there. And we do them once a week. So stick around. I promise it'll be worth your time. You're going to hear the Ask Pat intro, which is the same from the first version of Ask Pat. And we're just going to get right into the conversation with Jackie. Here we go.
Ask Pat.
AskPat.com.
AskPat.com.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1003 of Ask Pat 2.0. Now, if you're not familiar with it, Ask Pat 2.0 is a coaching call between myself and somebody who has a business who had applied for coaching at AskPat.com. And in exchange for coaching, I mean, this isn't a deal where they're paying me anything. In exchange for having a free coaching call, they're allowing you to actually listen in on that coaching call too. So you can learn and also implement. And I would love for you to listen all the way through and take this information and apply it. Share the show if you enjoy it as well. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I'm excited to talk to Jackie today to help her through an important decision that she had to make, because she knows that she needs to do something, but she just doesn't know how. And I'm going to help her through that, and you're going to hear it too. So, by the way, if you want to get your business potentially talked about and coached through here on this show, all you have to do is go to AskPat.com and apply right there on that page. It's free to apply. All you have to do is tell me some stuff that'll make it interesting for me and everybody else listening. The questions are all there for you if you go to AskPat.com. So check that out. Now, before we get to Jackie, I do want to also thank today's sponsor. Actually, it's a sponsor of this entire show, and that is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies, because they help me not just manage my business finances in terms of helping me keep track of what's coming in, what's going out. Also with invoicing, they can make invoicing super simple for you. So it literally in less than 30 seconds, you can have a very professional invoice sent to the person that you coached or to the company that you're consulting for or whoever it is that you bill out there. You need to make that easy, because that's the moment at which you are about to get paid, right? And not only should it be easy to create, but it should be easy to A, understand who has already paid you and who has yet to pay you, but B, also, who has even yet to open that invoice? I think this is one of the most powerful features of FreshBooks that's actually been really helpful for me too, because I can go and reach out to person A if they didn't yet even open that email, and I can talk to them differently than somebody who had opened the email and didn't pay. I'd probably be more upset at the person who did open it and didn't pay. But anyway, we're not going to go there. But for now, if you want to check out FreshBooks for free for 30 days, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the how did you hear about us section. That's it. That's all you got to do. All right. Now, here's today's coaching call with Jackie. Jackie, thank you so much for being on Ask Pat today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So I was an ESL teacher in South Korea for 10 years. So during that time, I started an old blogger blog, and I was the only one talking about teaching in Korean universities. So I just ended up writing an ebook kind of based on that blog. And then I started a couple self-hosted websites related to ESL teaching, and then I wrote more books. And so that's how I got my start in the online business world. I just kind of fell into it. And now I live in Canada. I moved back to Canada. And at this point in time, I have around 30 books that are self-published on Amazon. And they are mostly related to ESL teaching. And I have 3 websites and a big email list related to that niche. So that's one thing I'm doing. And then I also, during that time, started some Amazon affiliate sites. So I have about 6 of them that I keep up to date, kind of. And the other question I have for you today is, I'm making about the same amount of money on both of those things, but my problem is that I kind of feel torn between the two things, and I don't actually think I have time to focus on both of them. So, yeah, I just would appreciate your thoughts on which direction to go, or if there's another way I could actually do both of those things, or, yeah.
Why do you feel like you don't have time?
Because I feel like I'm really good at starting things, but like in actually writing the book, I'm quite good at, or starting the website and getting a bunch of content on it, but I'm not good at like things like promoting my books. And I feel like with actually some marketing and not writing any other books, I could actually probably double or triple or 4 times my income quite easily within like, say, a year. Mm-hmm. And the websites, I also feel kind of like the same thing. I could even like 10 times my income probably in a couple of years from the websites if I focused on things like outreach and guest posting and that kind of thing. So I'm way better at just starting than actually seeing things through till they actually make some serious money.
Why do you think that is?
I think part of it is that I'm a bit scared to do outreach. I just find it easier to just put something out there and then hope people notice it. Or,
I mean, that's the common thing between these two projects, right? It's get started and go and kind of automate, right? Versus get started and the follow through with the reach out. That's, you're absolutely right. I think you nailed kind of what you're scared about.
Yeah, for sure it is. Yeah, I've always kind of thought that was my weakness. I just haven't really done anything about it to overcome it. I've always had a day job, actually, so I didn't actually depend on this income. Mm-hmm. But just about a month ago, I decided to go full-time on the online business thing. So I quit my job and...
Well, congrats.
Now it's actually... Thank you. Yeah, so now it's actually kind of serious. I need to make more money from this, and it's not just a fun hobby that I had. So...
Do you believe that if you were to focus 100% or at least more percent on one of these versus kind of evenly dividing your time and attention to both, that you would be making more money?
Yeah, I think I would, because there's so much room for improvement on both of these things that, yeah, just by dividing my attention, I don't think I have enough time and energy to really do that. So okay. Yeah, I think it would actually make a big difference.
I think so too. And why do you think you haven't yet made that decision to choose one over the other? What's stopping you from making that decision?
I kind of like having both of those things to do. Sometimes I feel motivated to write books. Sometimes I feel motivated to work on my websites. And so I like both of those things. And at this point in time, I just actually, before this call, added up my income from both of those things from the previous year. Mm-hmm. And they are almost identical. So
no,
it's like, yeah, books are averaging $800 US a month. And then the websites are about $750 a month. So it's like actually identical. So it's like, that's why I'm so torn, because I like both of them and I know my weakness. Why I'm not doing better at both of them is the same, and they're making the same money. So it's like,
this is kind of cool. This is a unique situation, because many people I've spoken to who have multiple options like this, there's one that's obviously doing better than the other. And so that helps infer the decision, or there's one that the person has, you know, obviously more passion for, and that infers the decision. But this is a very interesting case, and I think it's a good, almost kind of like a good problem to have, right? Like, you have freedom to choose, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't feel like it's a bad problem. I feel like optimistic about it. Like, so just kind of my thing that I was thinking was to devote like maybe the next few months or even a year to improving one of them. So I currently have chosen one of my websites to work on, and I'm just out doing outreach and trying to get guest posts, and it's actually going really well. So I'd focus on one thing and then sell it and then go full time on the other thing. So that was kind of my plan, but then I don't know if that's great. Why not just keep it in my portfolio? But then it's kind of like back to the same problem, I guess.
What ultimately would you like to achieve here? What's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal is to, instead of earning, like right now I earn about $1,500 a month for my online things, I would love to earn like a full-time salary, something like $4,000 or $5,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would be really happy with that.
Now, what I often suggest when a person has two options that are equally, you know, great. Now they seem very great. This is very common in like my podcasting course, for example. They have two ideas for a show, right? So what I often do in that situation is I go, okay, well, both of these ideas are great. You have equal passion for both and can see yourself doing both. Well, let's actually plan ahead a little bit for both. So with the first one, we actually begin writing out, you know, all the content that would be there, and imagine what life would be like a year from now if that was the choice, right? And then we go the same route with the other one, and every single time during those exercises, there's some moment where that person goes, oh, well then, yeah, after now that I'm thinking about this and putting more detail into it, it makes complete sense to go down that route. Or sometimes it's the opposite. Oh, well, now that I'm going a year ahead of time now and realizing this, I realize I don't have actually as much content to share in this space. So it's obviously the other one's much better. So I think thinking a little bit ahead. So let's do some thought experiments really quick. If you were to choose ESL and focus on that niche, and the other beauty of this, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jackie, is that although you might focus on one, the others aren't going away, right? They'll still be there making passive income, at least. It's not like you're removing that income. You're just, right?
Yeah, that's 100% correct, especially with the books. The books, I actually don't really do anything. I have a huge autoresponder series, and they just some websites related to that. So they kind of sell themselves, actually. I think the websites are a little bit less mm-hmm. passive in that you have to keep adding new content to stay high in the rankings and stuff like that. So for sure, the books are more passive.
Okay, so let's talk about the books. And let's say you devote the next year to the ESL niche that you're in.
Yeah.
A year from now, what would be the result of you focusing on that space? What would be there that's not there a year from now?
I think that I am a little bit tapped out for content that I have. I have a co-author, so between her and I, we've kind of covered most of the possibilities in that niche. It's not such a big one. So I think in a year from now, I could be earning more money from the books with promotional efforts. But in terms of like new content that I could write in a year from now, it wouldn't actually be that much. So I would have to like expand into other areas, I guess.
And how would you feel about that, knowing that, okay, well, I'm kind of tapped out for content here. So I'm not writing new books. I'm just focusing purely on the outreach of these books. What are you, how do you react to that? If that's what you're doing, because that's, you just said you'd be running out of content, but you would focus on that part that you know would make you more money. But for you, is that something you want to do?
That actually didn't give me a good feeling when you were saying that. I like writing and creating and doing new things, like even just writing like a blog post on one of my Amazon affiliate sites and doing some research and like learning some new things. Like, I'm excited about that. I like that part of it. And so just focusing almost solely on promotion of those books that I have, I don't think I would be happy doing that at all, actually.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's go the other way. Let's say that we focus on the Amazon affiliate sites. The year from now, what's new? What wasn't there before?
I think my websites are going to be bigger, just in terms of more content, for sure. And I think outreach, I think that I will have way more connections in my niche and be doing things like podcasts and guest posts and focusing on link building through different methods, which I think is quite interesting. Actually, I listen to a lot of podcasts and do a bunch of reading about that kind of stuff. And yeah, that actually sounds way more interesting to me than book promotion. Actually, when I listen to podcasts and stuff, that's the kind of thing I listen to. I don't really listen to like self-publishing podcasts.
What would you say, based on just this quick thought experiment, would be the right direction for you?
I think that focusing on the websites would probably be the right direction. And I think I actually could still keep earning money from the books, like even 3 or 5 years down the road, even with very little effort. Well, it's not the case for the websites, for sure.
And personally, I think that the books are a great, almost like a safety net in case something were to happen with, because my only worry with the Amazon stuff is, for example, you know, you're relying on Amazon, right? And Amazon or Google or whoever can change anything at any time. But if that were to all go away, that wouldn't mean everything goes away, because you still have this passive business that is pretty much where it needs to be with the content. And then you could potentially, at least in the meantime, begin to start pouring more time and effort into that if something were to happen. But where would you be most happy? Where would you be the most happy?
Well, just in this past month, since I went full time with my online thing, I chose one website that was earning the most money, and I've been focusing on that, and I've been doing outreach, and it's been really fun. Like, I'm actually really excited about it, and I'm seeing some good results, and so I think I would just be happiest doing that. And
so you mentioned earlier that, like, you weren't so keen on doing the outreach. And that's something that you wouldn't want to do with the books. But now with a website that you are excited about, you're actually doing that.
The books, I feel like, is more like personal. Like, it's my, I don't know, it's just kind of my journey, or like my things that I did in the classroom. And it's more personal, I guess. So it feels kind of like harder to have that rejection. But right. For my Amazon affiliate sites, it's like I just review content, or like review, you know, products on Amazon, or give informational tips about how to use those products or whatever. So it's like, I guess the rejection doesn't hit me as hard. Or like if I get a negative review about my book on Amazon, I kind of feel like, oh, like I put so much time and effort into that. So I think that's the hard thing for me about the books.
It's so interesting when you talk about the Amazon stuff versus your books. Like, even, I don't know if anybody can hear it, but I can hear it. There's like a tonal change in your voice and the breathing. It's really interesting. So I know what I feel like I would recommend you do, but I'd love to, I mean, you even said it yourself, I think, already. Like, you know that you're going to spend a little bit more time on the Amazon stuff. Now, if you are saying yes to that, what does that mean you won't be doing on the book related stuff?
It means that I probably will not keep writing new books. I'm just finishing up one right now with my co-author, but I think after that one is done, then I'll just be done with that. And
there's some like noises in the spot that you're in.
Sorry, it's just the washing machine.
Oh, okay.
It's done
I was
right
like,
now.
Is somebody like rapidly knocking on the door behind you,
no,
like
no,
a woodpecker
no, no.
or something?
It's good.
Okay,
just,
no. This is. It's fine. This is like real life stuff here. So that's totally cool. So you said that you wouldn't be publishing more books.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing more books. And I probably, that would be about it, I think. And I would just let the rest of it just kind of go as it would normally. And maybe I would do like a blog post on all my websites, those three websites, like every couple months or whatever, just to keep things up to date. But that would be about it, I think.
Very cool. How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel kind of relieved, actually, that's like, it's kind of been weighing on my mind about this question. And actually, my girlfriend, like, agrees. She actually thinks that I should focus on the affiliate websites. And
well, I'm glad we're in alignment.
she like really feels quite strongly about
this.
So. She was super curious to hear what you had to say.
Well, I mean, you're the one that said everything. I was just guiding the conversation. So, I mean, I think just to point out that, you know, it was really you who made this decision, not me.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. And actually, I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
Is it worth like building up the books, or just even at this point in time, selling them on a place like Empire Flippers? Because I actually saw recently Empire Flippers had a couple listings for KDP, the self-publishing things, where they've never had that before. So people are actually selling these kind of self-publishing businesses. I don't know if it's worth it or not. I kind of go back and forth in my head about that, and would appreciate your thoughts on that.
Yeah, again, I mean, I always use the, okay, a year from now, what would that be like? And also, what are your goals with that? So how much would make sense for you to sell it off if you were to sell it off? Like, just assuming that that is something that you can do on Empire Flippers. And then a year from now, how would you feel if that wasn't there anymore? I mean, you had this cash injection. Would that feel great? Like, for some, it might be, I'd feel amazing knowing that that's in somebody else's hands, or taking care of it, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. And I have this money. Or some people might be like, you know, I just, it's like for me with my, my security guard site, right? Like, I could sell that, but that's like my first niche site that I shared with the world. And there's some sentimental value there. So I wouldn't do that. I don't know, what would you say a year from now if you sold it? How would you feel?
I kind of had a sentimental thing too, because those websites and those books are kind of how I earn my first like dollars in the online business world. So I have that. But
it doesn't mean that you need to keep them though. And I know that's the case for me too. Like that, I've been challenged by that too. And I think that it really, we might not be able to get into it today, but it really ties, it goes into, okay, well, what are your goals? And by selling this, what is that allowing you to do that you couldn't do?
I think selling it would allow me, or just give me like a chunk of money to invest into my Amazon sites, mm-hmm. for sure. Like hire a VA or like hire content writers, or just
if you were to like hire if you were to hire a VA and a content writer, what would that allow you to do?
I think if I did that, it would just allow me to like scale it up instead of focusing on only one website like I'm doing right now. I'm devoting like 40 hours a week to this one website. Mm-hmm. I could be focusing on two or three or four websites. Like a VA could be doing all the guest posting outreach, and then I get guest posts, and then a content writer writes them. So it would just be like a lot more automated, I guess, than it is now, because now it's just me doing it. So I think, yeah, I could just grow the business a lot faster.
I mean, that sounds, and it goes back to what your initial goals were, which was to pick one of these that you can grow faster.
Yeah. So I think it would help me. It would give me a cushion of money instead of dipping into my savings to fund the websites. It would just be straight money from my online business, which I would actually feel a lot better about reinvesting that money instead of using my savings from my day job, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you were to go down that route, if you choose to explore it, consider, you know, how much you might want to get for it as a multiplier of what you're making per year, right? So for example, you could earn 2 years worth of income and get, you know, 2 years worth of income from this website in one sale.
Yeah.
And you don't have to answer this, but it, like, does that sit right with you? Or is it like, what if somebody paid just what you could make in 1 year? Is that enough? Or do you need 5 years? You know, so know where that is for you. Because once you start to sell it, then it's about negotiations and all this outreach and all this people stuff that can be hard for some people. Like it can get to that awkward car salesy. Well, what if I paid you this and then this, you know, like, so know what that number is so you can walk in there with confidence if you choose to sell it, and it just becomes a very clear yes or no for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. So let me ask you to finish off. What was the most useful thing that you discovered today?
I just think it was super useful thinking about a year from now and picturing myself sitting, I guess, in front of my computer and what do I want to be doing. And I don't want to be doing 100% book marketing, like certainly not, where doing the Amazon sites, I think it's still going to be fun and interesting, and there's always new things to discover and new things to learn about that. So I think I'm going to still love it in a year from now. So yeah, that was the most useful thing.
I love it, Jackie. Well, we'll check in with you at some point mid-year and just see how things are going. And I'm excited. So thank you for taking the time.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Pat, for your help.
Absolutely. All right. I hope you enjoyed that call with Jackie. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on. And I'm looking forward to seeing your progress. One thing that I was thinking of doing, I don't know what you guys think about this, but perhaps 6 months down the road, or even maybe next year, bringing some people back, like, you know, on Shark Tank, they have those updated stories of people who are selected by the investors to kind of work together with them. And then they kind of come back in the future, and always got to put a Back to the Future reference in. And that's where this one lies in this episode. But you know how they always kind of do a recap of how that went after that decision was made. I think we should do that here on Ask Pat. So after these coaching calls, several months down the road, bringing a few of them back, maybe per your request even, I'll figure that out later, but to do an update to see if either A, they implemented or not, and B, what were the results of either doing it or not doing it? What are some of the struggles that are still there? What are some of the struggles that came out of nowhere that you didn't even know about? That would be really, really fun, and I'm so excited for that. So obviously, this show is not going anywhere, so I would recommend subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that now. And if you're digging the new format, the way that I would love to know that you're digging it is through a review on iTunes. Let me know. I read each and every one of them, And I'm stoked to hear what you think, because I always want to improve. And I think that this is already, from the feedback that I'm getting from others since the coaching calls started in episode 1001, people are really loving this format, because they don't normally get access to this kind of conversation like this. So if you enjoy it, please subscribe. Please leave me a review. And if you want to get an application in to potentially have your business coached on as well, just head to askpat.com and you can apply right there. Thank you to FreshBooks for sponsoring this show, because FreshBooks is a lifesaver for me, because they help me manage my business finances. I've been using them for quite a while now, especially with billing and invoicing. Like I said, it just makes it super simple. And it's just one of my favorite tools. So go ahead and check them out. If you want to get a 30-day free trial and check them out, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All good. All right, guys. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. I look forward to serving you in next week's episode. Until then, my name is Pat Flynn. I'm here to help you make more money, save more time, and help more people. Keep crushing it, guys. Take care. Bye. Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Jackie. And if you want more like this, these kinds of episodes exist now on the Ask Pat podcast. They come out once a week, every Thursday. And I just wanted to share it with you to show you that it's there, because I know a lot of you loved these kinds of conversations when they've been brought onto the SPI podcast. Not a person who is an expert at something sharing something with you guys, but more so me breaking down a person's situation who's right in the middle of it. And I know a lot of you are in the middle of it too. And again, like I said earlier, you can apply to get coaching by me, just like you just heard with Jackie, at askpat.com. It'll redirect you to the Ask Pat homepage on smartpassiveincome.com, and you can just apply right there in the middle of the page. You can listen to some of the other episodes, and please subscribe to the Ask Pat podcast. This and the SPI podcast are a great combo for you as you grow and scale your business. Thank you again so much. My name is Pat Flynn, here to help you make more money, save more time, and help more people too. Thank you. You guys are part of Team Flynn, and I'm so thankful for that. Hashtag Team Flynn for the win. Bye. Starting a business can feel daunting and confusing, but it doesn't have to be. That's why Terry Rice started the Launch Your Business podcast, another awesome show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Terry shares strategic actions, specific tools, and what he refers to as high-performance mindsets that allow you to thrive under pressure. Recent guests include rapper T.I., Amy Porterfield, and yours truly. And Terry frequently publishes value pack solo shows too, like this one titled How to Write Proposals That Get Accepted and Don't Take Forever to Write. Great stuff. So make sure you listen in to Launch Your Business right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.